It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, Kent Clothier here. Glad to be with you. Let's talk for a minute about how successful people start their day. Now, I don't know how everybody out there starts their day, so I'm not even going to pretend like I know that, but I will tell you about how I start my day and how I used to start my day, and we'll kind of go from there. I can tell you that, you know, I've been in business for a long time, and I was really successful, monetarily successful, I should say, at a young age. So from the time I was 17 until the time I was 30, I built a very successful grocery wholesaling business along with my father and with the help of hundreds of other people all over the country. And I was really fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. I had an amazing experience doing this. I literally, never failed from 17 to 30. It was one of those things where I just kept having this crazy run of success after success after success. And I thought I was the cat's ass. I thought I was everything, man. I mean, I had just, if you can imagine starting a business when you're 17 years old, when you're with your father in Memphis, Tennessee, and you look up and inside of 10 years, I'm living in Boca Raton, Florida, which is basically like Beverly Hills, but in Florida. And I'm running an $800 million a year company. Just 10 years later, I mean, it was a wild, wild, wild ride. And I thought I had it all figured out. Like I said, all you had to do was just ask me and I would be glad to tell you how cool I was and how good I was at it. And back then I took a lot of pride in being the very first one to the office. And I took a lot of pride in being the last one to leave. In fact, the guy I worked for, a guy by the name of Sal Ricciardi, I remember there were many days where he would beat me into the office and it used to just piss me off to no end. That, this guy would beat me into the office every once in a while. And then inevitably I would come in there on Saturdays and probably two out of every four Saturdays, he was there before I got there. So it was almost like this challenge constantly. Who could get there earlier? 5:30, 6:30, it didn't matter. And working just insane, insane hours, like from 5:30 in the morning to 8:30 at night and having no problem with it. Now that, In my mind at the time, I looked at that as being really, really successful, me doing what I had to do. And I don't regret it because if I hadn't gone through it, I wouldn't, be where I am now. But I looked up and, when I was 30 years old, I ended up walking away from that company, got into a spat with my partners and parted ways and ended up ending relatively badly, at least on my part, probably not on their part, but on my part, it ended pretty badly. Kind of sent me into a spiral that it took me a long time to get out of. Over the course of two years, I just basically lost everything. And going through that, it helped to humble me and helped me to realize just how stupid and irresponsible I had been because I was so concerned about being first and being there and had my priorities so jacked up. Everything was about that business. Everything was about what was going on inside of those four walls. Everything was about being the best inside of those four walls that I was doing it all at the expense of my first wife, right? My high school sweetheart. We had been married and, honestly, I didn't give a shit. I was just so consumed with being the best at the office that I was not the ideal guy when it came to being a husband. And, same thing with my son. Just not a good situation. I thought it was at the time, but now that I've gained a little perspective 20 years later, I look back, it's like, God, man, what a dumbass. And so now, fast forward today, here I am in 2016. I can tell you the way I start my day, the way I spend my day and how I spend my day is very, very, very different. Listen, here's what I've come to appreciate. You can absolutely build a business to be the way you want it to be. You can get your priorities straight. You can absolutely do this. You do not have, no different than I tell people, you're not a victim. When it comes to whether you achieve success or not, you're not a victim when it comes to achieving the business that you want or not. There's all kinds of successful people that have literally backed themselves into a corner and trapped themselves inside of their four walls because they believe they've got to outwork everybody. They believe I got to create this and everybody's got to see me and I got to be the man and I got to do this and bullshit. Bullshit. Create what you want. Create what matters. And I'm living proof it can happen. I can tell you every day I wake up, I go to the gym. I'm at the gym at 7:30 in the morning. I work out for an hour with my trainer. I do it religiously. I come home, drink a cup of coffee. I sit down and eat breakfast, usually hanging out with my three-year-old at that point. I take my daughter to her school on the way to the office. Come back, like I said, and eat with my three-year-old. My 11-year-old is who I take, and my three-year-old is who I come back and hang out with. Sit there and watch cartoons for a minute, go up and read for about 15 minutes, take a shower, get cleaned up, ride a skateboard into the office, come into the office, refuse to read emails for the first 30 minutes, just sit here and plan out my day and do exactly what I need to get done first before I go down, you know, and start putting the fireman's hat on and chasing my ass with emails and problems and all that kind of, and now it's even gotten better where I've turned around and said, listen, I'm not going to be the fireman. There are certain things that make us money. When I sit there and do them, all the fires need to go to other people. I've hired people around me that kind of keep me insulated from most fires, if not all the fires. And so it's a choice. If you don't want the fires and you don't want that kind of crap around you, then you hire people that are qualified and allow you to avoid it. If you want to be the center of attention and you feel like the entire business needs to revolve around you and you need to be involved in every decision, then just keep doing what you're doing. Construct it that way. The reality of it is the way I start my day absolutely dictates how my day is going to go. I can tell you, I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm not going to make the mistake again the second time go around. I know that these moments with my children are very, very precious. I know that these moments will be gone before I know it, right? My son now is 23 years old, works for our organization out in Memphis. And, you know, I don't have those memories with him, and I'm not going to make that mistake again. It's that simple. I will have these with my children. I will have those moments of leaving the office and going and walking on the beach with my girls and doing whatever the hell I want to do. I built a business to do that. And so I would tell you, that's what you have to do first. Is it's not about necessarily how you start your day, it's how you live every day. So sit down and take the time and say, this is what I would want a normal day to look like in my life. This is what perfection looks like for me. If I could spend every day doing this, like this, it would be perfect, and I wouldn't have to worry about anything, and I would be a very, very happy man or a very, very happy woman. Start there. Start with the end in mind and then work backwards from that. And, you know, when you construct it that way, then you'll figure out how to make all the other pieces of the puzzle come together. It's no different than when you hear people say, I don't have time to work out. That is total bullshit, and I think everybody knows that by now. You absolutely have time. But if it's not important to you enough, then you won't make the time. But we all have the same 24 hours. If you decide that this is an important part of my life, then you will make that a reality. If you don't, you won't. And we all have the same thing. So figure out what you want out of life, back into the way you want your days to look like, and then start making them a reality immediately. But starting your day the way you want it, I think, is critically important. The reason I don't check email again is because first thing in the morning is because I don't want the brain damage of the havoc and the anxiety created. I have things I have to get done like this, right? For our businesses and to help people and create impact to make sure I'm on point for my mission out there and our mission as a company. And if they don't get done, then it's a problem. So sending me into a tailspin doesn't do anybody any good. I promise you, just ask the people that work for me. So I've learned, do not check it first thing in the morning. Don't go look at my phone. Don't go jump on my social media. I just don't do that first thing in the morning. Now, at some point, there's a time and a place. At some point, absolutely, but not first thing in the morning. Hopefully that helps everybody.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.